Welcome back to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm here today with Dr. Woods. School choice has been an important matter for decades in America. Many Christians started leaving public schools in the 1950s and 60s with a greater influx of secular education. Since the early 1980s, there has been a movement that started with few schools and now has thousands of schools with millions of students globally. The classical Christian school movement is both Protestant and Catholic, and there are even Orthodox classical Christian schools. So during the time of year when people start looking or considering where they want to have their child educated, or why a classical Christian school, today we're going to visit that subject with Dr. Woods.
Yes, it is one of the topics that I enjoy speaking about more than just about anything else. And as you referenced there in the introduction, the classical Christian school movement since about the 1980s, and there are Protestant versions, Catholic versions, Orthodox versions, and I would even say a version like Veritas that has students and staff from both Protestant and Catholic backgrounds. We were a part of and are still a part of that classical Christian school movement that found its roots in organizations like the Association of Classical Christian Schools. We are in wonderful partnership with the Society of Classical Learning and the Searcy Institute. And it is so exciting to be in a classical Christian school at this moment. It is also the time of year when we get more phone calls, more emails, and more people drop by to ask, tell us about Veritas. Tell us why we should enroll our child in a classical Christ-centered school. And the answers typically stem around six different areas. And these six areas are also areas that we have had parents over the last 20-some years say, this is why we came to Veritas, and this is why we love Veritas. The first one that we tend to stress and emphasize is our school-wide culture. The school has always, and we've placed renewed stress upon it, emphasize the presence of God's Spirit and the presence of the Lord. That if the Lord is not present in our halls, in our conversations, in our classes, in our offices, on the fields, then we are not the Christ-centered classical school that we say we are. But we are. The presence of the fruit of the Spirit is evident everywhere. I am encouraged on a daily basis, not only among staff, but among students, when I see the love and the joy and the peace, the patience, the kindness, the gentleness, the self-control, and the learning of greater self-control with our students. These are evident within our school. And so if you were to compare a classical Christ-centered school with other schools, and this is what parents are doing right now at this time and trying to choose where they want to put their children, when you do that, this is when you start seeing that is a key difference. We also see it, we see the presence of the fruit of the Spirit in our spirit buddies, with our older students, mentoring and caring for our younger students. We've seen it so beautifully in our house system in the last couple years that while there is competition, it is really about building a sense of community, a sense of camaraderie. And it has been so successful. So successful, we've had other schools that have imitated us, and we've had other schools that have called us to say, tell us about what you're doing with your house system. And it's not just a thing we did in the rhetoric school. It was designed in part to bring about a greater sense of the presence of the fruit of the Spirit in our day-to-day life. One other thing that separates our school from others, and again, these are parents who are here, students who are here, guests that we've had, is the classroom management. That is the better student discipline. Our discipline is not about law. It's not about rules. We have rules and we have policy we have to go by, but it is about redemptive discipline. And the word discipline means instruction. And so we want our classroom management to be an ordered and winsome classroom setting where students can learn. We often talk in the school world or the educational world in terms of decorum. This past Christmas break, we spent some time with some family, and they are, where they live, they're involved in the public school there, in the government school, as they say. And they talk about how the teachers are demoralized, how there seems to be a nearly complete collapse of any authority figures. And you have students, their middle school students, and even some of their grammar school students, their conduct is the opposite of what you would hope for and what you would even expect from a young person today. At Veritas, our classroom management is in place so that learning can take place. And so we strive for that godly order and that winsome spirit that provides for that kind of decorum. And directly related to that, we've had parents and students say and continue to say that this school is a place, it's just a better learning environment. We hear words such as safe. I feel so much safer. Our child was in this school, public or private, and now they feel safe. We feel there's so much care and so much attention. Nurturing is seen everywhere. The students are trained, even our grammar school students are trained to think and to reason through various subjects in a way that is that would be pleasing to God and a way that complements what the parents are doing.
And even recently we did a piece on the seminars that are happening here at Veritas. We put out a video, a little testimonial of sorts from the students, and they were even sharing that what's happening in the classroom is trickling into their social lives as well. Feeling confident, being able to, you know, have good conversation with their peers, being able to challenge each other in a healthy, godly way, because that's what they're practicing in the classroom.
One of the phrases that I was using recently in a conversation with the board was that what we're trying to do is create a culture of godly conversation, the kinds of conversations that edify, the kinds of conversations that build one another up. And so if we're doing this in the classroom, you know, and these students are doing this on a weekly basis, two, three, four times, they're seeing it modeled. They're experiencing it. They're doing this kind of wholesome, godly conversation of a particular nature that encourages and instructs. It does. It trickles into their everyday life. And as you said, students will acknowledge that. I remember doing the same thing on a college level with college students, and they said exactly the same thing, that they're learning how to have a conversation change their life. And one of the things, and this is one that it's ironic, because for every person who says we love the smaller class sizes, we have heard a few people over the years have said, want to be in a school where it's larger. We have a larger class sizes. And that's a personal preference. The truth is we, by design, have smaller classes. All the way from our grammar school through our rhetoric school, we have smaller classes and will always, by design, have smaller classes. Part of the reason is not just the research, the compelling research over decades that says that children, students in smaller classes learn more effectively. There are less distractions and there's more concrete, specific engagement with the teacher and with peers. In larger classes, there are more distractions and there's less focused individual attention with the students. And so there's contemporary compelling reason, but one of the hallmarks of classical Christian education through the centuries has been the idea that each particular person is created in the image of God. Each student, each child bears God's image. And when we are in front of them or they are in front of us, we are not in the presence of mere mortals. These are young people who bear God's image and deserve our specialized attention. In larger classes, that cannot happen. In larger classes, and this is a sad shame, many students become numbers. Many students become statistics. Students talk about being in a larger class and feeling lost in the crowd. It was Aristotle who even said at one point, talking about the size of a city, and we feel this way about the size of a classroom. Aristotle said, if the city is so large that one crying for help in the middle of the city is not heard by a guardian at the gate, then your city is too big. And I would say if a class is so large that a student is not getting the individual particular attention he or she needs to be able to flourish, then your class is too big. One thing, and this is not something that people made a big issue of a few decades ago, but it is more and more people talk about safety in the school. I cannot tell you the amount of people that we've had visit us and walk in the doors and they wonder where the scanners are. Or we've even had people who have visited over the years. One person I heard the story asked, so where is your security guard? Or where is your police officer? And we said, we don't have to have them. Then they walk down the hall and they see lockers without locks on them. Cannot believe it. Some of these parents are stunned because where their children are currently in the public school, they have to go through police scanners. They have to be their searches, regular searches for lockers, for weapons or for drugs. So we can say with the greatest confidence that our school is safe. I can remember a few years ago reading a statistic about back in the day, you know, and we sometimes want to overly glamorize the past. But this was one, this was some data that was pretty compelling. It said 60, 70 years ago, some of the greatest school offenses were chewing gum and throwing paper.
Wow.
I want you to compare that to some of the greatest offenses today with weapons or drugs. School ought to be that place where children can go and they don't give a second thought to their safety. Just like our students, they're not thinking about, they're not worried about their safety at home with their families. And we can say by the grace of God, the goodness of God, that Veritas is that place where students are safe. And finally, and I probably should have started with this one because it is most pronounced and most pervasive. And when people come to us and say, we're trying to choose a school, we're looking at that place where we want to invest our time and our money and our child's lives. We're entrusting you to raise the child at the school in a way that complements and parallels what we are doing at home. And we say, we have chapel on a regular basis, but our Christian teaching isn't just relegated to a few minutes or a few hours a week. It's not relegated to just a prayer at the beginning of class. The Christian teaching, the teaching of the Christian faith, is found in the modeling of our teachers who walk close with Christ. It is found in our curriculum, and the students see it and they hear it. You know, I was talking to a grammar school student just before Christmas break, and she just exalted my heart when we were talking about the school, and I was asking her how she was doing. And I asked her what she thought about our school. You know, it's growing, you know, with our new grammar school building and the grammar school, our anticipated grammar school growth. And she said, our school's already huge. And I said, so what does that mean? It's huge. Because if you ask some people, they'd say a school of 320 students, that's a small school. And she said, our school is huge. It's so huge. And I said, what do you mean? And just to see that glimmer in her eye, that twinkle in her eye, and that genuine childlike view of things, where she said, I know so many people, And the older students care about us with our buddy system. And she said, when I see the older students and they give me high five, or when I walk into the cafeteria and they're there and they smile at me, she says, our school is so huge. And I started thinking about, you know, you can measure the size of an institution by numerical count, or you can measure the size of an institution the way this precious child did. And that is that beautiful sense of community where there is a connectedness that occurs and has occurred and is flourishing that makes Veritas a very, very big and very beautiful place.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing those points, Dr. Woods. And we are actually going to be having an open house on February 18th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And welcome anyone who is interested in learning more about Christian classical education here at Veritas.